Hi, welcome back to La Belle Vie. Today I wanted to cover a case that's really just beginning. It's the sad case about the murder of a Tampa Bay area attorney, Steve Cozzi, allegedly at the hands of Florida plastic surgeon, Dr. Tomas Kozowski. We're going to call him Dr. K because that's how he refers to himself in his own lawsuit, a civil claim that he brought against his former employer and a couple of other individuals, and actually what the connection is between Dr. K and the victim, Mr. Cozy. So basically, this happened not too long ago. It happened on Tuesday, March 21st. And in this video today, I'm going to go over the arrest warrant and probable cause affidavit. And I'm also going to provide some of my thoughts on what the potential motive might be. As a hint, it's follow the money or where there's no money. And I also go into a bit of why I think Doc Steve Cozy was targeted. Because I know a lot of people are questioning why would a plastic surgeon allegedly murder a lawyer? And so I have some thoughts on that. But thank you again so much for joining. So let's go ahead and I'm going to share my screen now and let's go ahead and go through the complaint. So here it's a first degree murder charge. In the first degree, here we see Dr. Kozowski. Unlawfully and from a premeditated design to affect the death of Steve Cozy, did cause significant bodily harm with an unknown weapon. So we don't yet know what weapon he used, allegedly. And it looks, this is interesting because it looks like the approximate time of death is 9:50. So when we go through the probable cause affidavit, you're going to see how chilling the facts are in this case and how the timing of this. It's very chilling. Okay, so here's the probable cause and affidavit, which is where all the interesting information is. So first, the Largo Police Department responded to a call for service in reference to a missing person. So we know now that this call came from Jake Blanchard, which is the law firm where Steve Cozy worked. And officers learned that the victim had left the office behind a wallet, car keys, and cell phone. The victim was in the process of responding to an email, and music was playing from his phone. The complainant discovered, so Mr. Blanchard discovered the victim missing, and while searching for him, entered the public restroom to the office building. While inside, he noted blood smeared on the bathroom door, as well as blood on the stall and the bottom of the toilet. The victim's vehicle also remained in the parking lot. So here we also know from news media interviews with Mr. Blanchard that he also smelled bleach. And I'm going to insert here a picture of the bathroom. So when officers arrived, they discovered that the only unsecured entrance to the building were the main doors that I'm showing here that were monitored by external surveillance. Thank goodness. While reviewing surveillance, officers learned that a gray Toyota Tundra arrived at the office building at 8:32 in the morning. And then at 8:34 in the morning, an unidentified white male was seen entering the building wearing gloves, carrying a large box, and wearing a large backpack. This is chilling. Shortly after the victim arrives at 8:37. That's like so close. That's like 8:32, 5 minutes? I wonder if he knew like the regularity of when Mr. Cozy would arrive to the office. So at 8:37, the victim arrives wearing a red sweater. That's important. At 10:22 hours, the subject, who has a similar build to the first subject wearing the same backpack, exits the building and appears to have changed clothes. He's seen pulling behind him a large cart that appears to be heavy and have a red bag or blanket. It should be noted that the subject struggled with the weight of the cart while transferring it to the Toyota Tundra. Okay, so taking a step back, Stephen Cozy was in civil litigation in a case. He represented the defendants, most of but except for one defendant in a case that Dr. K had brought against his former employer and some other individuals, as I mentioned. So Steve Cozy in the Blanchard Law Firm was representing most of those defendants in that civil litigation. It was basically a bunch of different claims of negligence. Really, it was essentially a bunch of negligence claims around allegations that his former employer, the billing person for that company, for that employer, did not properly submit insurance claims, and therefore he was out of pocket, and that also he alleges that it caused him to get bad reputations on Google and, different reviews. So he was basically bringing this lawsuit. Lawsuit started in 2019. There were some delays, obviously, for COVID. But anyway, what is super eerie is that they had a status hearing. It was a telephone call. I don't think it does not appear to be a Zoom call. It was a telephone call that was to take place for this litigation at 10:30 in the morning. The other interesting thing that I'm going to talk about, and it goes along to the reason why I think there's motive, the motive and why Steve Cozy, was that in this litigation that Dr. K brought against these defendants, at some point, and I'll go into that a little bit more in a bit, at some point his attorney withdrew and he was representing himself pro se. And so what that means is he's basically representing himself. He doesn't have a lawyer. So that's interesting. But we'll talk about that a little bit more when I go into why Steve. So Erie, again, this call was supposed to be at 10:30. It was a telephone status hearing. So here at 10:22 hours, the subject who has a similar build to the first subject wearing the same backpack exits the building, appears to have changed clothes. Oh, I went through all this. Okay. It should be noted that the subject struggled with the weight of the cart while transporting it to the Toyota Tundra. The victim missed a 10:30 telephone conference court hearing that was supposed to be held with the defendant. And again, like I told you, like I said, the defendant, Dr. K, he was a plaintiff in that civil case. He was representing himself. He didn't have a lawyer. So he would be the one on the phone call, along with Stephen, who was representing most of the defendants, and another attorney that was representing one other defendant. So the defendant, Dr. K, attended the telephone hearing from 10:28 to 11:04. So again, Dr. K is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, but wow. It's being alleged in the probable cause affidavit that he did this. So he allegedly murders Steve Cozy at his office, drags him outside, and then gets on the phone for the conference? Okay. As soon as the defendant disconnects from the court hearing, the video captures the subject at the crime scene beginning to move again. Specifically, at 11:05 hours, the subject is seen repositioning the cart by the Tundra. And I'm actually going to insert just a stock photo of what a Toyota Tundra looks like here, so you can see that. Sorry, I was later seen struggling to get the heavy cart into the bed of the truck on surveillance. The victim is never seen exiting the business on surveillance. So forensics processed the scene and discovered a large quantity of blood that had been cleaned up from the bathroom floor, hence that smell of Clorox. The blood smears were positive using a presumptive test. White fibers were also located in the bathroom as well as in the victim's vehicle. And I'm assuming here that the white fibers would be from the victim because there's no indication here that the Dr. K went in the victim's vehicle. So that's what I'm assuming the white fibers are, I think, to tie. A further note, the defendant's left index fingerprint was located on scene in the breaker room. They might mean break room for the office building, which is not in an area normally accessed by the public. Okay, that's odd. So the Toyota Tundra travels to the defendant's home in Tarpon Springs, passing a flock camera at 11:51 with an image of a red bag or blanket in a cart that appeared to contain what resembles a human body located in the bed of the truck. The Tundra then arrived at the defendant's residence at 11:58 a.m. Okay, guys. You know what he did later? I'm going to go over that later. We're going to go over. Later that afternoon, he files through the e-portal a motion for a status hearing the following Tuesday. Dr. K did that. Same day. At like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll show it to you. Okay. On 3/23. So this all occurred on Tuesday, the 21st. So on Thursday, the 23rd, a search warrant was served on the defendant's home and the same Toyota Tundra is found in the garage. Now, what we'll learn in a few lines down is that at a certain time on that same day, the day of the murder, that Tuesday, Dr. K leaves town and heads to Miami. So on Thursday, when they're serving the search warrant at his home, which is a very beautiful home, he wasn't there. So they serve the search warrant on the home and the same Toyota Tundra is found in the garage. During the use of forensic processing, blood was located in the truck bed, on the driver's side headrest, driver's side floorboard, as well as the garage floor. It should be noted that the Toyota Tundra was not registered and had an unassigned tag on it. The Tundra, however, was sold to the defendant in October 2022. Now, he's been charged with capital murder, premeditated murder. And I think, you know, there's enough facts to show that he arrived and presumably was waiting in the bathroom for poor Steve Cozy. So that alone enough was planning. I mean, it doesn't take, in Florida, it doesn't take a lot. I mean, you really just have to show that you had a plan. It doesn't have to be this long drawn out plan. But that's interesting because if he was buying an unregistered car in October 22, last fall, the defendant did not register the vehicle or record the title. However, sale was recorded by the seller with the state of Florida to the defendant. I'm trying to hunt that down. It's hard because I don't have the VIN and I can't find any way to find that. But if I can find it, I will. So here we go. The defendant's red Toyota Corolla was seen leaving the area of his home on that same day of the murder on 3/21 at 16:58 hours. So 4:58, he's seen leaving the Tarpon Springs area where he lives, his home, and later hit on tag readers in Miami, Florida. Now, in Miami, Florida is interesting because when you look on the state of Florida's health professional website, Dr. K's business address is listed as a clinic in Miami, which is really interesting. Why are you working down in Miami and you're living in Tarpon Springs? It's a very far, it's like hours away. So one's in Central Florida, one on the West Coast, one's in South Florida on the East Coast. So not close. So then he's seen hit on tag readers, Miami, Florida. Okay. On 3/25/2023, so this is Saturday, so last Saturday, the defendant responded back to Pinellas County and was stopped by the Tarpon Springs Police Department. A search warrant was served on the Corolla. This is where I really get, I mean, if this hasn't been upsetting enough. So during the course of the search, a ballistic vest was found in the trunk of the vehicle with a substantial amount of blood located on it. Red fibers were also located on the ballistic vest as well as white fibers. So I think that's it. The red, because we knew that Steve Cozy was wearing a red sweater when he arrived to work on that 21st. And remember, they mentioned the white fiber. So I think that's the connection. Presumably, though, this blood is going to have a lot of DNA. I think there's going to be a lot of DNA evidence on this one. But in any event, sounds like it was just a massive amounts of blood everywhere, which is so horrible. A bag containing masks, a taser, brass knuckles, duct tape. And this is what's so chilling, I think, and intravenous sedatives. I'm not going to be able to say this. Paralyzing agent. We'll leave it at that. So it's like, did Steve Cozy go into the bathroom before the hearing? And did this person allegedly, like, what, stab him with, you know, like, paralyzing agent? I mean, just, this is horrible. And again, they haven't found the body yet, guys. I don't know if I mentioned that, but the body has not yet been found. I hope for his family and his husband that they find the body. Okay, with the syringes was found on the passenger floorboard of the vehicle. So due to, here's the probable cause, basically the conclusion of probable cause. Due to the large quantity of blood located at the crime scene, the defendant's home and vehicle, along with the fact that the subject removed a container large enough to conceal a human body, and the victim was never seen exiting the business on surveillance, it is believed that the victim is deceased and the defendant intentionally, by a premeditated design, caused his death. So there we go. Now, and like I said, they haven't found his body. I just wanted to provide a couple of initial thoughts I have. First, how chilling is it that this Dr. K allegedly committed this murder and then goes to his car and gets on the phone for a hearing, telephonic hearing in this case, right after allegedly murdering this guy? And then he's like, immediately after the call's done, he's like struggling to get the cart in the bed of the truck. I mean, it's just so bad. But here, I'm going to share my screen right now to show you something, two things that are super chilling. Less than 1 hour before he arrived to the Blanchard Law Firm, he had filed a motion to compel. Now, that was regarding the other defendant, but like, he's like there filing motions and then he gets in his car and allegedly does this. But then, as I mentioned, now I'm going to insert in the little bit of legal work he did later that day, where he filed this notice of hearing for the, like I said, for the following Tuesday. And then that Friday, so this is the time when police believe he was still in Miami, before he came back to the Tarpon Springs, basically Tampa Bay area, on Saturday, he files a motion to compel against that other defendant in the case. I mean, oh no, it was a motion to strike, excuse me. Motion to strike, here you go. But it's just like, wow. So let's get to my theory of the case, my motive. I trust that the detectives are looking into his financial situation because, as I mentioned, I think the motive is money and really more lack of it. So as I mentioned, Dr. K was representing himself in this lawsuit that he himself brought against these defendants. And that's how, unfortunately, Steve Cozy became to know this person. His attorney in that case, this civil lawsuit that Dr. K brought, withdrew March 22, so a year ago. And he's been representing himself ever since. Now, that to me suggests financial problems, because I don't know why, we don't know why the attorney withdrew. It's easier to withdraw in civil cases than criminal. We don't know. But it, to me, that suggests there might be financial problems. But the other thing is that he was also facing a motion for sanctions. And I'm going to insert that here. Now, here you'll see in the motion for sanctions first, of course, here it says that he's, of course, as of March 23, 2022, he's pro se. But when you go down and look at the end, so we're going to go towards the end of the motion. Here, in addition to, and this motion for sanctions was filed on February 15th by the Blanchard firm, presumably by Steve Cozy. Dr. K had, in a prior pleading, basically moved to require the court or asking the court to remove Steve Cozy from the case. And here in the motion to strike, or the motion for sanctions that the Blanchard firm, probably Steve, brought, was that, you know, first of all, his relief to seek the removal of him is not supported by any facts or the law. And it was just this vague accusation that it's the basis for removing him is his recurrent disregard for the rules of civil procedure. Asking for was as a relief for all of this, Steve Cozy and their clients were asking for all of their costs that they had to incur to file these motions and to respond to all these discovery requests that are not proper. So he's facing money. He's facing some financial issues there. And that was this motion for sanctions, as I mentioned, was filed on February 15th. So he's not only facing, you know, financial sanctions potentially, but it also demonstrates he's got aggressiveness against Steve Cozy. I mean, attempting to have him removed from the case. The other thing is that Dr. K was facing some non-binding arbitration coming up in April. I think the date was April 11th, and he's going to have to incur, you know, he's going to have to do his own work, I guess, to, you know, to participate, and he's going to have to do the work to participate in that. And that could have, I mean, it was non-binding, but still. So you can see here, there's more to the story. The other thing about motive and financial is that Dr. K recently settled a medical malpractice claim in December of 2022. Now, of course, it's a confidential settlement. We don't know how much it was settled for, but it was a medical malpractice case brought by a former patient. It was kind of interesting. She had had, sadly, it sounded horrible. She had had a Brazilian behind lift, and I guess Dr. K was known for that. In any event, it sounded horrible, it went horrible. But in any event, they settled that case. But even in that one, what was interesting was, so that case was brought against Dr. K plus his former employer, the Laufer Institute, which is one of the defendants in this case that the plaintiff, that Dr. K brought against Steve Cozy's clients, right? So this medical malpractice case, now Steve Cozy didn't represent, the Blanchard firm didn't represent them in that. The Blanchard firm is a business law firm. They do bankruptcy, they do business advice. They're not med malpractice attorneys. So, you know, so there was a different firm involved, and it was all insurance from the medical malpractice insurance that his former employer had. But apparently that medical insurance did not cover Dr. K. And so while the Laufer Institute was still involved in that medical malpractice case, the insurance company was providing Dr. K with a lawyer, a separate lawyer, as a matter of convenience. They called it courtesy counsel. But what wound up happening is there was mediation and the Laufer Institute wound up settling. And so once they got out of the case, the attorneys that were representing Dr. K said, hey, look, this was a courtesy. They're gone. You know, they've settled. We're not going to represent you anymore. So they withdrew from the case and he didn't get anybody. He was representing himself in that case. What physician represents themselves in a medical malpractice case? I would posit, in my own opinion, not a very smart one, but in any event. So he wound up settling the claim and he got a lawyer like in October. And I would guess that he probably got a lawyer to kind of help him with the settlement process. So they settled in 2022. And again, we don't know how much, but just the point that, again, he just settled this case that came out of his own pocket. He, you know, another lawyer, like, you know, they withdrew. So he was basically representing himself in this med mal case and this case he brought against his former employer. So to me, that doesn't sound like someone that's doing so great financially. That could be, again, motive. I also noted, I checked the Florida Department of Health, and Dr. K does not carry malpractice insurance. So it's not required under Florida, but you have to meet certain requirements. But again, is that because, you know, I don't know how much premiums are in medical malpractice insurance, but my assumption is that probably pretty high. And so, you know, is that another indicator of him having financial issues? Another interesting thing to keep in mind here is he was driving, when he drove away to go to Miami, he was driving his other car, I guess his properly titled car, not the Toyota Tundra. He was driving a Toyota Corolla. And I'm actually going to insert a picture here of his actual car. Nothing against Toyota Corolla. And heck, if he's driving from Tarpon Springs, Florida, to in central Florida, west coast, to the east coast, south Florida, you know, maybe he probably wants a small car that gets some good gas mileage. But that doesn't really go with the type of home he lived in. So here's a picture of his home. Again, nothing against Toyota Corollas, but I don't think a guy living in a house this gorgeous and on the water in Tarpon Springs, Florida, why is he driving a Toyota Corolla? It just seems odd to me. The other thing I mentioned, the fact that his address on file with the Florida Department of Health is Miami. And so I'm going to insert here a picture of the Miami office where he was working out of. And all I'll say is this just doesn't look like the type of outfit a doctor, I think he called himself once Dr. Tampa Bay, Dr. K. Does this look like the type of like clinic someone like that living in that gorgeous of a home would be like down in Miami in this kind of strip shopping mall? And why is he working on the other side of the state? Here's a map to show you how far apart this is. This is crazy. So anyway, again, I'm sure the police are looking into all this stuff. I just think that jumped out at me is like representing your doctor, plastic surgeon, representing yourself in litigation. Sounds to me like there's some money issues going on there. Now, finally, the separate issue is why Steve Cozy? Now, as I mentioned again, the fact that Dr. K was representing himself, I think, is really important. And I'm sure that just as in other cases we've seen where there's another litigation that can give us clues as to what was going on in this alleged murder, I think that civil litigation really holds a lot of clues as to what was going on and how this all came about. We've already seen that, you know, first of all, Dr. K had already filed to try to get a motion to try to get Steve Cozy removed. He definitely doesn't understand litigation and the discovery process. And to be fair, why would he? He's a doctor. But to be fair, on the other side, you need to hire a lawyer. And the other thing too is that Dr. K comes across in the pleadings is very kind of angry and just very mad. And it seems like everyone's out to get him. And, you know, and I think that that's the problem again with pro se, because in civil litigation, it's like lawyers are paid to represent their clients zealously, right? Clients always take this stuff personally. It doesn't matter if you're the plaintiff or the defendant. Litigation is not fun. No one likes being in litigation, right? The plaintiff doesn't like having to sue and the defendant doesn't like having to defend. But the lawyers are there. We are professionals. We zealously represent our clients' interests, but we also don't take it so personally, right? There are clients, we work hard for them, but we're not going to take it personally if, you know, a motion gets denied or granted and for the other side. I think this Dr. K was taking this stuff way too personally. And so I think, yeah, that's why he potentially could have done this to Steve Cozy. Steve Cozy was someone that was, I think he felt breathing down his neck. He was a very smart lawyer, bringing these motions, zealously representing his clients. And I think this guy just snapped, but he didn't snap, because snap would be second degree murder, crime of passion. This guy is being charged with premeditated murder, which means there was planning going on. So think about it. Is that what he had in mind when he bought that Tundra in October? But in any event, you know, all of this stuff, but, you know, I think that just that provides a little more information of as to why him. I think what's key here is remember Dr. K was wearing two hats. He was the plaintiff, so the party, the doctor suing his former employer and other defendants, but he was also the lawyer. And I think in that situation, not understanding how litigation goes, how all the rules are, possibly feeling financial pressure, I think that that tells a lot about the story and why, unfortunately, for poor Steve. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments below. I'll continue to follow it, but let me know if you want me to look a little deeper into some of the civil litigation. It's a little interesting. I could see where things are starting to unravel. So, but thanks again so much for joining. If you wouldn't mind, if you could consider liking and subscribing, it really helps with the algorithm. I'm trying hard to grow this channel. So thank you so much for joining, and I hope to see you in my next one. Bye.